USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Surfside, Florida building official who gave the condo that collapsed a clean bill of health as recently as November 2018 has been placed on leave from his current job, as the interim building official from Doral, Florida said. The search and rescue operation continues as 150 people are unaccounted for. The chairman of the Miami-Dade Board of County Commissioners, Jose Diaz, joins Your World with Neil Cavuto to discuss the rescue mission.
They hear some types of noise, tapping noises and stuff like that. What that noise actually is, they haven't really stated, but I do know that they have that hope.
On a radio program, former President Donald Trump says he plans to decide if he'll run for president again in 2024, right after the 2022 midterm elections. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
U.S. troops in Syria are forced to defend themselves. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket fire on Monday night, shortly after President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups embedded in the Iraq-Syria border region. Colonel Wayne Morado, a spokesman for the U.S.-led mission in Syria, said U.S. forces responded to the rocket fire in self-defense by firing back at rocket-launching positions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden back at the White House after taking a road trip to La Crosse, Wisconsin on Tuesday to promote his bipartisan infrastructure agreement. Biden saying the plan will replace tens of thousands of lead pipes.
We have thousands of miles of pipeline. The vast majority of those pipes are 60 years or older. Some of them more than 80 years old. A lot of them are leaking.
Biden also grabbing an ice cream cone in the Badger State. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A new Gallup poll shows optimism among most Americans regarding the coronavirus.
A new poll from Gallup shows that nearly 30% of Americans feel that the pandemic is over amid the rollback of many COVID restrictions and most activities and businesses returning to full capacity. But health officials say there's still work to be done before victory can be declared. Dr. Tyson Bell is the medical ICU director at the University of Virginia and tells CBS News that until more people are vaccinated, there's still the risk of new outbreaks.
We've certainly turned a corner when it comes to the pandemic. When you think about the situation last year compared to now, but we're far from over. Vaccination really is the protection that will take us forward and to really turn a corner on this. And when we have low vaccine uptakes in parts of the country, we've got millions more to vaccinate here. We have billions more to vaccinate around the world. And we saw the example of what can happen when a surge in a place far from home can lead to variants that can set you back to square one. So we've seen that potential is there. And until we really vaccinate the vast majority of people across the world, we really can't say that this is truly over.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The family of Tyler Skaggs, the late Los Angeles pitcher, is suing the team following his death from a drug overdose. The lawsuit filed on behalf of Skaggs' widow Carly just before the two-year anniversary of his death on July 1st, 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.